case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
They have forced a Game 5 later tonight, and that's really, now I want to focus on that because this is without question, as much as yesterday might have been the Volpe game, tonight will be, one way or another, the Gerrit Cole game. Because all of the pressure that has been so much weighing on all of the hitters in this series. Like, the offense is without question. The bats are getting tight. They're not coming through. And while, the runners in scoring position numbers and Judge striking out, so much pressure on him, so much pressure on this offense to come through, and they've been miserable in this series, and they haven't, every time they lose, it's because of the offense, and they've heard all of this. And there's been a ton of pressure on this offense. That's why that grand slam from Volpe is so important, to relieve some of that pressure, just to get that feeling of like, all right, maybe we could breathe a little bit. We got a 3-run lead here. Like, they needed that desperately. But considering all the pressure on the offense and Judge, it might loosen up just a little bit off of this performance, and it falls squarely on the starting pitcher of this game. Because despite some of the other pitchers failing, starting-wise at least, and Cole being the one pitcher who's given them a great start, everything around the conversation with Gerrit Cole right now, first off, just what he's been brought here to do. Right, he was stolen away from the Houston Astros to be the difference between those two teams. And yet they've reached the World Series, yet they've won a championship, and the Yankees haven't been here yet. He makes $324 million to be the guy on the mound when they need him most. And in game one, whether it's his fault or not, and that seems to be a con, he should have, punted Aaron Boone away. He should have just jump kicked him and said, get the hell off my mound, apparently. He didn't fight it off. Aaron Boone comes out, takes him out in the seventh inning of only throwing 88 pitches. We've talked about it forever. And then obviously now the conversation of, oh, well, listen, I can pitch whenever I want, or whenever the team needs me. We didn't even have a discussion about going on short rest in game four. Boone's talking about, well, it's not really the same. He's all the things his elbow has been through this year. We don't feel he's capable of doing this. Cole telling you, I can pitch whenever. Like, all of the different stuff around this team. Tonight, game five. This ace who was brought here to win this game. And this manager who has to understand that. They need Cole to be his vintage self. And they need him to go deep into this game and see if they can get it to just Weaver. Or see if they can only need Canely and Weaver, Weaver and one other reliever. This is not a game to come out in the fifth inning and ask 4 innings of outs out of your bullpen. That is not the game tonight. He came out after 88 pitches last night. He needs to go deep. He needs to be effective. And he needs to secure a plane trip back to Los Angeles and really put some fear into this team and some real momentum into the Yankees to possibly accomplish the impossible. It starts with Cole. This is an enormous start. This is the biggest start of his career. This is the game he was brought here to win. Plain and simple. And I know everybody's saying it. It's because it's true. He was brought here and paid well to win this game. And he's had opportunities. And he was brought here to win the game in Boston on the wild card. Failed. He was brought here to win game 4 against the Royals earlier in this postseason to make sure you don't have to go to game 5 and Reagan's waiting for you in game 5 at Yankee Stadium. Mission accomplished. Cleveland last year, mission accomplished. Houston, 2 years ago, mission accomplished. Houston 2 years ago. Mission failed at home. He's had opportunities. There's been a lot of good ones. There's been some bad ones. 2020, he pitched well against Tampa. Like, he has been their guy. And I know his elbow had issues this year. I know he missed a bunch of time this year. But he says he's healthy. He says he's strong. There's not a lot of innings on that elbow this year. He should be at full strength. He should be in midseason form. And the Yankees need him to go out and pitch. Yes, they need him effective. Yes, they need as many zeros as they can give him. They need him to go deep into this game. This will be the Garrett Cole game one way or another. And with all the nonsense around it, there's pressure more on him than even Aaron Judge. There is less pressure, right, in my mind at least. I know that continues, right? But they did just score 11. He got a hit. He was on base four times. I know one was an error, but like he was on base three clean times, hit by pitch, walk, single. They just scored 11 runs. They opened it up a little bit. Like there's probably just a skosh of pressure relieved off this offense in this game. Just a little bit. Hopefully a lot, and they play better, but just a little bit of like, okay, we finally came through. More than that, they won the game. More than that, they scored 11 runs. They came through. They were needed. The team was down. Luis Gil gave up the two-run bomb to Freddie Freeman. They needed to come back into this game, and they did. All of the pressure to win this Game 5, all of the pressure to get this back to L.A. and at Game 6, all of the pressure falls on the shoulders of the $300 million starting pitcher who has to go into this game like a bulldog. And whether it's perception or reality, you know, I don't deal in body language, and I don't know what someone should have done or shouldn't have done. The manager came out to take him out. You want him to scream in the manager's face and embarrass him and tell him to get back into the dugout? Okay, I hear your point, but I can't kill him for that. I can say all day long he should have. I can't kill him for it. Should he have kicked down the Boone's door and say, I'm starting game four on short rest. I don't care what you say. You could argue he could have. I can't get on him for not. He's going to pitch when he's going to pitch. And tonight, they're in better shape because he didn't pitch yesterday.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.